It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you do, if you don't, your first time, well, you're in for a ride. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I want a sandwich.
You want a sandwich? We're talking sandwiches today? Somehow we'll spend an hour talking about sandwiches. But
technically
that's okay.
38 minutes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's not nearly enough.
Oh,
I bet you Conrad could do 30 on a sandwich.
Sure. Yeah, well, no if we problem. Got his wife on the line, we could do 38.
Hey, he makes his own sandwiches.
Are you kidding me?
A little sourdough, a little Miracle Whip.
Look at there.
Yeah.
Okay, so he has sourdough and Miracle Whip sandwiches.
Well, all you need to do is throw some nice, thick, homegrown tomatoes on there, and you got a great
sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
I might put a piece of cheddar on there,
I love me
too.
Some tomato sandwiches midsummer when the tomatoes are coming in out of the garden.
Yep. Big and ripe and warm.
The sun had
them all warmed up.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fried green tomatoes?
No. I'm out.
I've never tried it.
They're a little sour.
Man.
I've never tried it.
Favorite. They're so good. You put a little sweet, a little dip on them. A little something to sweeten them up a little bit, yeah.
Well, you know what a prepper I'm turning into.
Yeah. Right.
If you saw how many potato plants I've put in the ground, you would be proud.
You're going to live
shocked. Or shocked.
You're going to live on taters.
Well.
They store well.
They do. And if nothing else, I've got kids. And, my neighbor is like this phenomenal horticulturalist. I don't know what kind of degree he's got. His is in plants and his wife's is in trees or vice versa. They're both MSU grads. And you should see this guy's garden. I sneak over there about every afternoon now if I'm home and just look at his garden. And he comes out and gives me a little five-minute tutorial. Yeah. I'm learning.
You got to watch out for rabbits and Bob.
Right, in your garden.
Wabbits.
You're not sure which one's going to eat more? But it depends on the season.
He's got these two giant dogs, and one of them likes to bite me.
Yeah?
Very aggressive.
Yeah. There go
the
rabbits.
I've just about got his confidence.
They're trained to keep people out of the garden.
He's just nipping the hand now when I put it out.
Yeah, right.
They're big. They're like your doodle thing.
Yeah. They're trained assassins.
Yeah. Yeah, like we've got on our college campuses right now.
Well,
what do you think of that?
We're watching that.
Everywhere.
It's the problem that I have with it. Freedom of speech is one thing, but organizing and blocking people from going to school is another. And then if I thought it was just students, you don't think it's spontaneous? Right. If I thought it was just students, I might turn a little bit of a blind eye, but this thing's organized and got corporate money behind it. And I don't know any of that to be fact. That's just my gut.
They look a lot like the people that burnt the country about it 4 years ago.
Yeah.
What's happening in a few months?
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of like the same thing.
Yep. I don't know.
They get paid to do that, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's
by somebody.
It's a good gig. Yeah. I've heard some contract numbers.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm not shopping for that job.
Oh.
But
no, it's too bad, though. I mean,
it is.
They're ruining graduations for a bunch of kids.
Right. And finals.
Schools don't want to have graduations now because
it's
too bad.
Whatever. We could go on all day.
I know.
This is a Grilling Guys. But anyway, it is too bad. It is too bad. And they were asking for food and maybe they need a sandwich. Maybe things would just be a lot better if they ate some good
Segway comes through again.
Very nice.
Be all better. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Right.
It's a Segway.
No, I never ride it. I don't think they're no fun to ride.
I saw a wonderful video of a young fella on a. It's not a Segway, but it's like these skateboards with one wheel in the middle.
Oh yeah.
And he's got a beatbox and a little amp, and he's singing a very popular song about clap your hands. But he's doing a really good job.
Showing your age, Bob.
And this Karen is running next to him the whole while, bitching at him. And she runs to the police, and the police start clapping along. She's so angry. Yeah. This kid was really cool. And the people, it's like a fruit market or something, a giant flea market festival. And this kid's making everybody happy except Karen.
Yeah.
So whatever happened to just turning a turning away and say, you know what, I don't like that, but I don't have to make a point of that.
It's,
I mean,
this entitled people that we're raising is a group of people that just feels like they have to correct your speech and they have to correct your, you know, oh, you know, wrong pronouns or all this stuff. And it's like, take a breath, take a walk.
Right.
Take a walk.
Just ignore it and move on. Go about your day. They'll go about theirs. And then, you know, the media.
My thing is whenever there's a commercial on, I'm watching the Tigers or whatever, and it says, get what you deserve. Or you deserve. Anytime they say that, it makes me think of people that are
entitled.
Karens. Entitled. Yeah. You're entitled to significant
compensation. You know what you deserve? Nada.
Yeah, you got to go earn it.
You're lucky you're here today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because
you could have been hit by a truck, or you could have died at birth, or, you know, from who knows what, hunger, famine.
So I fired up the pizza oven for the first time in the spring. It had been probably a month or two since we'd got her going, cleaned it all up, and fired it up, and damn if it don't work good still.
So, nice.
I made a, you know, my daughter-in-law's father, so I don't know what you call him. My daughter-in-law's father, I guess, is what it is. Jan Han owns a bakery, and Jan makes
We call them outlaws.
Right. Okay, well then, my outlaw makes me these pizza crusts, which are like flatbread, and he bakes them for like a minute or two. So when I put them in the pizza oven, about 90 seconds, they're done, and all the toppings are melted and hot, and that's great.
You're trying not to burn it.
Right, yeah, trying not to burn the bottom of it.
Do you have to spin that pizza around?
Yeah, two or three times.
Okay.
Because the flame's in the back of the oven.
Let's see your knuckles.
Right? No, I'm good.
Oh, there's no hair.
No, I got the tools. Hairy knuckles, that's because they're dragging on the ground, Bob. The hair's all gone. But anyway, we toyed around with different things, and I had some somewhat spicy barbecue sauce, and I made a pizza with, it was cooked
pulled
chicken.
Pork?
No, I did it with chicken.
Okay.
Jalapeno, red onion, and that a little bit heated barbecue sauce, and then
kind of a
the mozzarella.
Kind of an open quesadilla.
Yeah, but it was a barbecue chicken pizza is what I called it, and holy cow, was that good.
Nice.
The heat and the sweet was just right. And the
heat, the sweet, the meat.
Yeah, it was all good. I mean, but I know later in the show we're gonna talk about a sandwich, and we're going to talk to our buddy T-Git again 2 weeks in a row. He's a popular dude this time of year, but I used his Cajun seasoning on the chicken. I grilled skinless, boneless thighs and put a pretty liberal coating of that extra Cajun that he's developed on it, and that added a little bit of zip to the chicken, and I diced it up in little pieces before I put it on the pizza. You can't put raw chicken on one of those pizzas. It'll never, ever cook before you burn everything else up. So you got to have pretty much prepared ingredients
and
when I'm
doing
that.
You're probably better off using skinless, boneless thighs because they're going to be a little more forgiving. If you use breast meat, it's probably going to dry up pretty good.
Yeah, it would have. That's why I use them. You're spot on there. And you can dice it up and keep it in the refrigerator for 4 or 5 days. And if you want to do it again the next night or whatever, you've still got the ingredients ready to roll. So...
Well, I'm trying to stay away from pizza and things like that because my pants are kind of tight.
Are they? Yeah. Well, you know, you can buy bigger pants. I'd eat pizzas.
So, you know, I've been bouncing around with these part-time jobs and playing around. And over the last couple of months, I had a headhunter get a hold of me. And I've had this dialogue.
He didn't get you. You still got one.
I've had this dialogue with this factory out of Pennsylvania for 2 months.
Amish?
And I just, I just accepted a position with them. They're called Ritz Craft.
Okay.
So I'm going to be managing Northern Michigan and the UP. So I'm hitting the road again.
Okay.
And I'm going to work full time, and I got like an exciting new gig, and I'm thrilled.
Good for you. You deserve that. You've been bouncing around a little bit the last year or so, and it's finally good to get your legs underneath you and go do something.
Yeah,
right?
Something
that
substantial.
That you like to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's... you know, good things come to those who wait. And you worked hard for that, though. I mean, it's not something that they gave you.
Thanks.
You competed for it.
No, they tortured me.
Yeah. And and all they had to do was call. I'd have told them how to do it right. But they had to figure it out themselves, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. They've got some really cool, top-notch people, and I'm excited.
All right. Well, you know what? Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit the rest of the show about something that we all do. we probably don't even talk about it much, but that's make a sandwich. I eat them every week, and we're going to tell you how to make some really good ones. Stick with us. We'll be back.